This week, victims. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
Last week ended before the Senate could move on the supplemental budget bill. One program that was suspended yesterday because the bill wasn't passed is the Healthy Incentives Program, which needed more funding in order to continue to offer the bonus fruits and veggies to SNAP recipients through June 30th. And there are many other programs being tripped up by this delay. Do you get a sense as to when the supplemental budget could be moving in the Senate?
I would be surprised if this took a long time, honestly. It's obviously disappointing that certain programs are having to be suspended because this could not get done in time. The governor obviously filed this budget with plenty of time to get this in place before programs had to be halted as they wait for more funding. But now that the House has taken it up, I would expect the Senate to be able to do its review and take it up fairly quickly, if not this week, then certainly the week after.
It does mean that things are a little bit lighter because it is school vacation week, right?
That's right. I mean, the legislature basically takes a break during school vacation week with lawmakers spending time in their districts. Few people that won't be getting a break will be the House Ways and Means Committee and their staff. House leaders released their version of the budget last week. Amendments were filed by Friday, hundreds of amendments by the members in anticipation of debate next week. And this is really the week where the staff knuckles down and kind of goes through all of those amendments and kind of vets them and decides which ones might have merit and which ones they might want to debate when this kicks off on Monday.
Late last week, Greenfield resident and former Mass Home Care Director Al Norman says he was a lobbyist involved in the Hefner-Rosenberg investigation. Do you think that that revelation actually provides any additional insight into the investigation into Senator Stan Rosenberg's spouse's interference with Beacon Hill business?
Well, I mean, I think it does. It's certainly interesting. I mean, Al Norman, obviously a longtime Beacon Hill advocate for elders and elder care, he left his home care agency earlier this year. He felt he was being frozen out by the Baker administration, in fact, and that he was no longer effective in his job and that it might just be time for him to step aside so that the programs and the people he has been fighting for don't get caught up in his own kind of personal politics with the people in charge on Beacon Hill. Now he's come forward and basically said that he believes he is the person that was mentioned anonymously in a Globe story as the target of Brian Hefner, Stan Rosenberg's husband, who is under indictment, and Senator Rosenberg is now under investigation for potentially meddling in Senate business. And Al believes, after speaking with both a reporter, he said, and a member of the legislature, that he was the lobbyist and advocate who was mentioned in a Hefner email to senators and staff suggesting that people cut ties with him because he had fallen out of favor, at least with Hefner. We don't know if he'd fallen out of favor with Rosenberg. But it does show, if this is true, that Hefner was, in fact, kind of getting involved in Senate business, which could not bode well for Senator Rosenberg, who is still seeking re-election despite losing the presidency and facing a primary challenge.
And today, Matt, is the 5-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. You were reporting for the Statehouse News Service back then, and I believe you attended an interfaith service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in the South End, at which the President of the United States was in attendance. Do you have any memories or insights from 5 years ago that are still with you today?
Sure. I mean, you know, that was obviously a few days after the marathon bombing, the president came to town. It was really a chance to collectively, I think, for the community come together and sort of grieve the losses. But if my memory serves, a lot of that ceremony, a lot of the president's remarks and other people who were there were about the resiliency of Boston. And it has sort of been restored, I think, as people kind of alluded to during that service, to what it was, which is really a time for the city to come together and enjoy kind of the start of spring, the Red Sox, the marathon. And in that regard, it speaks to kind of the character of the city, I think.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.